Today is Tuesday, April 9th, 2024, at 1:08 p.m. Eastern Time. I am Sean Rhodes. I am convening a meeting of the WBAI Radio Committee, and I am here with Janet Coleman. Say hello, Janet.
Hello. Hello.
James Sagerton. James, unmute and say hello.
And Carolyn Burden.
Has joined.
Hi.
Hello.
Okay, we also joined by Carolyn Burden, and we have a listener by the name of Joyce. Say hello, Joyce. Okay, well. Yeah, she's having difficulty unmuting. All right, so let me read through the draft agenda, and we'll proceed from there. It's a short one. One, choose a pro tem chair. Two, discuss the dates, times offered to us by Linda Perry. Three, choose someone to convene the next committee meeting. There you are. All right, so any objection to that agenda?
Nope.
Okay, so...
Do we have James, by the way? Is James on the with us?
He identified himself earlier.
I'm here.
But
there he is.
You are. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Yeah, because he said he was in a noisy place, so he was muting himself.
Okay.
All right. So, as I said, number one, choose a pro tem chair. I volunteered to do that. Okay.
Second.
Number two. Thank you. Two, discuss the dates, times offered to us by Linda Perry. For the benefit of those who are unaware, let me read the exchange that Linda and Catherine Davis, who was tasked with contacting Linda regarding the dates and times for shows in 2024. All right, so we last met on the March 20th. Linda had this exchange with Catherine on March 22nd, 2 days after. So Linda writes, "Hi, Catherine. We have a one-hour slot available for the LSB show. It would be monthly on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. The dates are April 23rd, May 21st, June 18th, July 16th, August 13th, and September 10th. If this is satisfactory, please let me know. Thank you, Linda." Catherine responded, "Thank you, Linda. The dates seem fine. However, the LSB show does need a two-hour slot, one for the national board members to report on what is going on with the PMB, and the second for the local board members to report on what's happening on the New York board. Are there any time slots that could provide a two-hour block of time? I'm hoping this is possible. The radio committee will meet again soon to respond and organize the actual LSB shows. Please let us know if and when the station can provide time slots according to what is needed. In appreciation and with best regards, Catherine." Linda replied, "No, sorry. Bertol and I talked about this. We are offering a consistent hour monthly, just as PFW does. I hope you can make it work. Regards, Linda." Okay, so I'll go around and ask people their thoughts. Let me start first with my observations. What PFW, the first thing that stuck out to me is PFW. What PFW is not, we're not bound to follow suit with what PFW does. Okay. If they're doing something wrong, we're not obligated to go down that same wrong path. These dates are, we have six of them, which is good. That's a lot. I think that's maybe the most we've ever had at any one time.
Okay.
So there's something good there about that. It's primarily a problem in terms of the first show, which has always been officers and directors. The other shows, you know, we always have a mixture of various board members anyway. So if we get, for them, it doesn't necessarily have to be 2 hours. We could manage with 1 hour. But for this first show, I'm thinking, well, since there's a lot of things are very fluid right now due to BAI's financial situation, so I'm tempted to say, well, if we get a commitment from management for these dates, we can just go with what we have right now rather than trying to argue the point later down the road, because we don't know what's going to be happening with their positions or who will be coming in. So that's my take. Who else wants to speak to this? Janet, I see you chopping at the bit there.
So, I will too, and I sort of feel similarly that the dates are so sequential and so, you know, and they are written there apparently in some kind of stone, and and it actually, in the last several shows, it was a while ago, but it wasn't that people were jumping in there that eagerly to be on this show. And, you know, we stretched ourselves pretty thin trying to get people to who would commit to doing it. So it might be easier for us in that way to have only, you know, a requirement of, well, I don't know. How would we time it out? An hour for 15 minutes for one group, for the first group of, and another 15 minutes and 15 minutes each for callers? Because there's a lot of, I don't know if they would get a full half an hour, would listeners, you know, for calls. On the other hand, I don't see that they have all that much to say to begin with. And it might be more encouraging to have a tighter show rather than, you know, another one. It might make them... I know that when I, myself as broadcaster, when I went from something like 2 hours to one, it sharpened the show. I didn't think it would. I thought I would never be able to do it, but it was possible, more than possible. You know, it just, your reflexes just changed a little bit, and you went ahead in a faster mode. I think this could work, because I hate to give up all those dates.
Okay.
Argument over what whether we're going to get 1 or 2 hours to have no hours.
Okay. Are you finished?
Yeah.
Okay. I want to say two quick things here before going to the next person. I didn't get a chance to say it when I was reading through, but these dates that we've been given, these are the dates when revolutions per minute would be off anyway. So we're not preempting them. We're not, you know, so we're not, there's no burden on one particular show. They would be off anyway. Two, for the first show, I was thinking we would let it be determined by the availability of the officers and directors. So we would have four for the first half hour, and then the second half hour with listener calls. So it would have to be a tight first half hour, because people need to say what they need to say, and then we just spend the rest of the time with listener calls. I'm sorry, is that James trying to speak there?
Hello?
No, that was not me, but I will say a couple of things.
Okay, go ahead.
There seems to be a delay. I don't know what that's about. So the first thing is, I was not particularly pleased with the tone of the response. I thought it was somewhat high-handed. But I also understand and I agree with Janet's analysis of the sharpening effect of having a shorter time and people not exactly banging the doors down to get onto this show. And, you know, sometimes the quality of the calls that come in diminish as the show goes on. I don't have a firm opinion either way, but I'll reiterate, I did not like the tone of the response. You know, we are representing governance here, and I think that should be a little more respected and not so easily waved away. That's all. Thanks.
Yeah.
If I may,
Carolyn
weigh in?
Or Joyce? Joyce, you want to weigh in? Go ahead.
Yes. First, I want to say, as a staunch supporter financially and as a longstanding listener, I am the LSB does have great difficulty in accomplishing a lot during the meetings that you have on a monthly basis. And that's something that I take in great consideration, and sometimes I find it most disappointing. As a supporter, financial supporter and listener, I'm wondering what does this show offer to the supporters in the community of listeners to ensure that we keep our station in pretty much the same shape that it is, which is to speak truth to power and to try to address some of the needs and concerns of its listening and supporting audience.
The purpose of the show is for the various LSB members to speak to the public about their areas of concern. Some people have an interest more in governance. Some people have an interest in finance. Some people have interests that are, you know, in other fields. This is a chance for them, those board members, to engage the people who elected them to be on the board and to have a dialogue and to solicit from the people who call in ideas on how to build a stronger WBAI.
Did I respond, or do you want to go to the next person?
Would
you like to continue dialoguing with another individual, or may I just submit another question or statement?
Let me ask
a question. Do you think that this particular program will help the LSB representatives to generate funds and give the community supporters more of an understanding as to how we might generate more funds or what projects are currently in place or about to commence to generate more monies, perhaps a new location, things of that nature that the community supporters could be encouraged by and at the same time hopefully support in some way?
In a nutshell, yes.
Okay, very good. I'll take that as notes, and I'll share that with some of the other listeners so that they'll be a little very animated about participating and hearing the LSB is.
Thank you. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Carolyn, you want to chime in here?
Yes, I'm sorry for the background noise. They're doing drilling on my brick wall outside. I'm over way of it. Yeah, my thought is that, you the way you express the purpose of this, we could go on for hours. So is it possible to ask for a different set of 1 hour spots
another set of
1 hour program so we could do what we would like to do, which are express the just of the members and introduce ourselves really and have a little bit of dialogue if possible. It was 1 hour. It seems good, but it doesn't seem enough to do all the things that, as you described, the purpose of the show you should do. Whatever we do, I'd like to also pin on it, maybe at the end of the meeting, advertising the show very heavily, perhaps in writing or on email to our members. But that's another question. But yeah, if it's this or nothing, then let's take this. But I think 2 hours a week is not 2 hours, a month rather, is not too much. Listeners don't know who we are.
In terms of the first part of your question, I think that's something that the implementers will need to promote with the board members when they're when the scheduling is taking place. You know, encourage them to you know, with some talking points, but also to keep it tight, because again, we're only going to have a half hour for like three or four people in that first half hour, and then, you know, encourage listeners to call in to give their ideas and to respond to the things that were said. So it's, I don't, we can make it work, is what I'm saying. I think there's a way we can make it work.
In 1 hour?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, I hear you.
So it seems as though we're in agreement with accepting these dates, which is, again, 6 months? That's a lot for us.
Yeah, so
I guess we will have to leave it up to the availability of the directors and the officers for that first show. And because we have the luxury of knowing those dates in advance, we can, if whoever is not available for the April show, we can, you know, schedule them for the May show. Yeah?
Yep.
Janet? Okay.
Yeah, all I'm right. with that. I'm down with that. It's good. It
okay,
benefits us in a lot of ways just to have that series of six.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because
mm-hmm.
you can also say to, you know, when requesting a visit from an LSD member or a PNB member, you know, we can, if they can't do it the first time, we can sign them up for whatever week they are available in advance, and mm-hmm. we aren't just depending on, you know, so that we can get some of our critical members to speak at all.
Ooh, and that's the other thing. Thank you. This year is supposed to be an election year, so we may have to get those people who would be not eligible to speak, you know, once that election
right.
Starts happening, you know, those dates, because they can't appear, you know, after that, we would have to get them on sooner. So this helps us, actually. This helps to know these, have these dates in advance.
May I make a suggestion?
Yes, George, go ahead.
Pertaining to the show, I think it would be very advantageous for the show to be really focused on submitting or reporting to each other, you know, the LSB members and the listeners, the different projects that are currently in place or about to be or being proposed. That way it won't be a situation where you just get a lot of conversation. I'm part of the Community Advisory Board, and we're becoming much more stringent about cutting down on so much conversation and being able to make suggestions that will reap some real results. We're in a lot of trouble right now. A lot of dialogue is all fine and cool, but I think action is going to be absolutely required at this time. So I think yes. it would be very encouraging for both the LSB co-members and the community supporters to actually have programs that they can discuss that the LSB is currently working on and perhaps might need some help from the general listeners, some sweat equity from them as well. But I really think that the show should be reporting different projects that are currently about to start, currently in place, or projects that need assistance from the general listening audience. Other than that, it's just going to be a lot of excuse me, but blah, blah, blah. And we have a lot of, too much of that going on. We're in too much trouble now. I can
well,
tell you. All right. All right. Thank you. I won't. I don't want to. All right. Please go ahead and respond to what I'm saying. I'm going to silence again.
You're coming through loud and clear. And what you're saying is part of what we're tasked to do anyway in our empowering motion. Which is going to come before the LSB tomorrow night. Board members are encouraged to speak about projects that they're, A, the various committees that they're on, if they're on any, and what projects are before the board that we would need help, support with from the listeners. So thank you for reinforcing that. That's not a problem. Okay. All right. So,
Carolyn here. I have one point I'd like to ask.
Go ahead, Carolyn.
When we accept this offer, could we leave the door open for in case there's a possibility of another hour a month, maybe at a different time? Maybe we could just divide, you know, the topics that way. In other words, not accept this as final, but we'll take it now. But if there's another hourly slot for these 6 months, we'd be happy to consider how we can best use that, because we have a lot to say to the listeners and so on and so forth. I just don't want us to be to accept this and then really get shut down in case that hour is cut off somehow.
Mm-hmm.
A thought.
Okay, valid suggestion. I'll relay this information to Catherine, and we'll go.
I was going to say, I'm leaving that to Catherine's tactful letter writing skills. Yes.
Yeah. It is, isn't it?
Yes. Okay. All right. So let's see. Again, the first two shows are April 23rd. That's coming up real soon. And then the one in May is May 21st. So we have our work cut out for us. And thank you all for your participation and your feedback today. And we have concluded our agenda. So I believe it's time for us to adjourn. So we are adjourned. Thank you all.
You have a good day.
Thank you.
Okay, thank
hi,
you.
Joyce.
Have
nice
a good day.
Right.
Thank you. Good to meet
all
you, too.
Bye-bye.
Lovely to hear all of you.
Ah, bye.
Thanks, everybody. Bye-bye.